Happy Sabbath. I'm very happy to see each and every one of you here. And I'm very, I feel honored to be able to tell you a children's story this morning. Okay, well, anyway, y'all are right on time. I want y'all to help me guess something, okay? I have something in this itty-bitty box that I got from a friend, and I need help to guess what it is. First, y'all are going to stay right there, and I'm going to shake it. No, you know what's interesting about preparing a children's story and having children at home is that they see your every move, and they do know what you're doing. So, I'm sorry, please try not to guess until the end, okay? Let's first see if anybody can guess, because you know what I put in that box. I tried to be clever, but it didn't work out. So just wait and let's see if others guess. And then if they need a clue, you can help, okay? So I'll give you a hint in just a minute. First, let's see if you can guess by the sound. Not quite. No. No. Go ahead and guess. You can. No.
Jewelry?
No. Okay. Let me give you a hint. You can eat it. Okay. So go ahead and guess. You can just call out your answer, and you can start to shake. Hold the top and shake it. I want to see if you can guess, and then pass it on. Give a shake, pass it on, hold the top.
Rice.
No? I'll give you some more hints while y'all shake, okay? It grows, and the part that you eat is on the inside. Keep shaking, pass it along. Keep guessing. Not quite a seed, unless we have some botanists who are going to try and challenge me at the end. Not quite a seed, but you're close. No, but you're close. Oh, y'all are really clever. Go ahead, shout it out. Who have you been talking to? Not quite, but you're almost there. I almost put peanuts in there, that's why. No, keep passing it on. Let Evelyn get a chance to shake it. Come on, pass it along. What do you think is in there? It was almost a peanut. You would have been right. Okay, come on, bring it on over to me. All right, let's take a look. Let's see. Oh, what do I have in there? What are those? You don't know what that is? That's right. She said they're pistachios. See, a peanut would have been too predictable. It's a pistachio. And now that you know I have pistachios in this little box, I'm going to go ahead and have my snack. Oh, wait. Should I just go ahead and eat it like this? Does anybody know anything?
No, you got to take off the shell.
You're right. So I can't just put it in my mouth and eat it because will it taste good? No. Aside from it not tasting good, it's pretty. Go ahead and pass this around. I know some of you know what pistachios are. Go ahead and pass that around. Here, pass that around. Aside from it not, did my box fall? Okay, thank y'all. Aside from it not tasting good, no, don't put that in your mouth. Go ahead and have a seat. Aside from it not tasting good, that shell will probably like hurt my teeth, right? It's too hard. It'll probably crack my tooth or take out a filling. Oh, gasp, you know, something. Have a seat. Okay, so what should I do, guys, in order to eat that pistachio? What do I need to do? That's right. Are we listening? Are we paying attention? I need to crack the shell and take out the nut that's inside, right? Thank you. You can just set it right here and have a seat. Go ahead and have a seat. Go sit down. Have a seat. Thank you. Okay, so you have to crack it open. And then once I crack it open, no, you guys don't. I want to control for the shell, so don't open it now. Don't open it now. Oh, really? Because it's lightly salted. Okay, so now that I've cracked it open, I can enjoy my snack. And that was pretty, pretty good. So you see, what is inside of the shell is what is good, right? It's not the outside that is good. So it's the same way with us. It's not what's on the outside that's good. What is good? What on the inside is good? Your heart, right? All the what's good is what's on the inside. What you think. Are we listening? Have a seat. That's not where we are right now. So what's good on the inside is what we think and how we feel and how we treat each other. And so it doesn't matter what we look on the outside, right? Are we listening, folks? It doesn't matter what we look like on the outside. You know, it doesn't matter how much you dress up the outside, right? If it's what's on the inside that matters. So if you dress everything up and you look gorgeous, but your heart is not good, are you going to taste good theoretically? No, you're still, what's inside is what matters. So if it's bad on the inside, it's probably bad in general, right? But if you have a good heart on the inside, that's what counts. And guess what? That's why Jesus said for us to love with all of our heart, okay? And I hope that you will keep the inside of you pure and loving, right? So that it will begin to show on the outside, right? Whatever we're thinking on the inside, Chebube, are you listening? Whatever we're thinking and do, you know, on the inside and whatever's in our heart is going to come out on the outside. How can we see what's on the outside? Go ahead, you got it.
Don't know.
Oh, okay, I thought you were onto it. What is on the inside comes out on the outside by our behavior, right? How we behave as young people. It shows us what's actually on the inside. So when we're done, I'm going to let you have some pistachios for you to eat later, maybe after church, because, you know, the shells kind of create a mess. But I hope every time you eat a pistachio, Tobechi, are you listening? I hope every time you eat a pistachio that you'll remember that the good part is on the inside, okay? And that we all need to let the good part, the love, come out at home, at school, and while we're out in the world, okay? All right. Who wants to pray? All right, I'll take two. Louise and Esther, you were the first. Chebube, go ahead and see. Everybody, let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Chip, go sit down.
Okay. The Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the night. Thank you for our children's story. And I hope every children's story, the kids learn more about you. Do not pray. Amen. Bye.
Amen.
Dear Lord, bless those people who are sick. Feed them, O Lord, and give them whatever they want. And give them some water and bless them, O Lord. And thank you for watching over my dad's job. Forgive his sins. And thank you for watching me and for the good food. And you bless. And bless all of the peoples who were sick. Forgive his sins. Amen.
Amen. You know what? I have a line forming, so I'm going to give the little children an opportunity to pray.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our bad thoughts. Lead not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And thy in the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. All right, this is the last one.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day. We ask you to have a good day. And all you've done in glory, honor, praise. Hallelujah. Thank you for all you've done. And dear Lord, you're the best, Lord. And all, thank you for this Sabbath day. And I love this Sabbath day, Lord. And this day you had bring us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you all for listening. Slowly and gently go to your seats. Y'all can get some pistachios after church. I'm going to have them in the front.